Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Cassie Smedley joining me this morning with the RNC. Cassie, good Wednesday morning.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Mark. Great to be with you.
Loved the president's comments out in Phoenix, Arizona last night. You know, I mean, we've got a lawsuit pending here trying to force mail-in voting in the state of Missouri. And my thought is, what is the difference between going to Home Depot and going to the voting booth? Because you can go to Home Depot here. There's no restriction on that. And it's packed every time I go.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you're right. There is no difference. And to be very clear, all of these lawsuits, the Democrats want all mail-in voting. And what we're countering with is to say, if you have a legitimate reason that you don't want to go vote in person or you're not able to make it to the poll, you reserve that right to request an absentee ballot. But we're not going to get into this business of states voluntarily mailing every address on their roll an absentee ballot, because we know that rolls are wildly out of date. And so it just makes it ripe for voter fraud. So the left, by the way, has been trying to do this all mail-in voting for years. This isn't just a COVID-19 thing. This has been their plan for years. This is almost a carbon copy of what Elizabeth Warren introduced a couple years ago. So this is just their excuse to try and ram it through. And so we're battling back because we want every eligible voter to have the opportunity to vote, but we are not going to rewind safeguards in place that ensure that we have a safe and legal democratic process.
I'm with you. Don't tell me that you're worried about the possibility of tampering with an election when something as simple to recreate as a paper ballot could be manipulated hundreds, thousands of times and mailed back in. I mean, if a foreign government chose to try to manipulate that somehow, imagine how easy that would be compared to hacking into, I don't know, say the DNC server.
It's not a far stretch. And I would just point out that I was going back and forth actually with a friend about this week, because they say it's not safe to go to the polls. I can't believe that people would want us to have to go to the polls during this pandemic. And yet then you see on 5 minutes later, it seems, they say, can you believe they don't have as many polling locations? Because these states have expanded early voting and mail-in voting. So, again, this is all political for them. It's a nice thought to think that they just care about you and are concerned about you having to leave your home if you don't feel comfortable during COVID. All of those opportunities for you to vote early or vote by mail are already in place. You don't need the Democrats to take over our system and make it entirely mail-in for you to already be able to do what you would like to do, be able to vote the way that you would like to vote. Yep. So this is just a political stunt. And that's why we're really grateful that we've got the means to fight back. We've pledged and already probably invested a lot of those $20 million to push back on these Democrat lawsuits.
Well, Cassie Smedley, my guest this morning with the RNC. Cassie, lots of focus yesterday on the fundraising numbers for the past month, that for the first time so far, Joe Biden raised more money than President Trump. Is it ever incumbent upon the media to put these things in perspective when you compare it to the overall amount of money the president has raised compared to Democrats?
Well, it's a day that ends in Y, so why would they start now, right? But it's a good point. They've got about a third of the cash on hand that the president and Republicans have on hand right now. They're fundraising last month. That was the first time that they could fundraise with him as the party's nominee. So they were finally able to get some higher levels. So that was them literally finding every coin in the couch cushion to try and put that number together versus this was just a routine month for us. And again, actually, today is the 1 year anniversary of our apparatus WinRed, which is our online donor apparatus, which says that you can say, I want to give $20 to the president, and you can go on to WinRed and do that, and then also give to Republican candidates. It's a huge thing that we've been able to add this year to compete with the Democrats' own apparatus, Act Blue. And it's been a huge boon for our fundraising. It's one of the big reasons why we never saw any drop off during work from home, that everybody was able to still continue to support the president. And also, we have the tools to be able to turn that into volunteers and turn that into voter registration. And so we're really confident about where we stand. That infrastructure makes such a big difference, and the Democrats don't have that.
Oh, sure it does. Cassie, I've got about 2 minutes left here. Do you have details yet on the convention now that it's switched to Jacksonville? How's that going to look? Is part of the business still going to be taken care of elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I'm referring to it as the great road trip from Charlotte to Jacksonville. Well, so the formal nominating process for nominating President Trump as our candidate will happen in Charlotte, the business of the convention. And then we'll hit the road and drive about 6 hours down to Jacksonville for the celebration, which will look more like what you expect a primetime convention event to look like. It'll be like a 4-day rally on steroids. And so we're really excited to do it. We think it's kind of the best of both worlds. And so that's what we know for sure right now. But we've got requests coming in already to figure out how you can get involved, and we're excited to have everybody there together. Oh,
I'm sure you are, and a lot of folks looking forward to that for sure. Cassie Smedley, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a great week.
You too. We always appreciate getting Cassie on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.